You're listening to All Things Considered on IPR News Radio. Good evening, I'm Peter Payette, sitting in for Linda Steffen tonight. You might have noticed that the fat tire bike craze has taken off in northern Michigan in the last year or so. And now some Nordic skiers want these bikes off of northern Michigan's premier ski trail. The Vasa Pathway is in the Pere Marquette State Forest near Traverse City, and the Department of Natural Resources has received hundreds of comments about the issue. There's a public meeting scheduled for later this month. The Vasa is not as wide as other ski trails, groomed for skate skiing. And as you might have heard on IPR this week, skiers say adding these bikes to the traffic is unsafe. Glenn Rosinski is with the Northern Michigan Mountain Bike Association, and he suspects the problems have been overblown.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's unfortunate, and I'd really like to see how many people actually cross the fat bike in their, you know, in their time out there skiing, because if we, most fat bikers stuck to the Fat Bike Friday idea, yeah, people had gone out on other days and everything, but by and large, people stuck to Fridays, and unless these people actually had encounters with them, they don't really know. The results from the TART survey did come back, and there were roughly about 30 negative comments in there, and some were lightly negative, and some were really heavily negative, but that's a survey that went out to, like, you know, 400 people.
So what the fat bikers would like is just to be able to use the Vasa on Fridays?
Our goal is to build another, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 miles worth of fat bike-oriented trail, where it's narrower, it's a little bit more of the experience that we'd be looking for. We want to take the pressure off the Vasa Trail system. You know, we realize the skiers created it. They've been, you know, they've kept it alive, and they've done, it's a wonderful resource for Traverse City. And that whole entire experience is kind of like riding down the middle of a freeway if you're used to riding a single-track trail on a mountain bike. And we want to try to get a little bit closer to that. And in doing so, it'll take the pressure off the Vasa.
So then why get involved in all this contention over the Vasa? Why not just go build your own trail? I think everyone would be happy then.
That's the plan. That's what we're shooting toward. You know, that's... We're actively lobbying for it. Basically, it takes a little bit of time to work these things through the DNR and everything, get your final approvals. The building the trail is the easiest part. It's planning on where it's going to go, how you're going to maintain it and everything, and getting enough backing to make that happen. But I think that, you know, if we come together with, you know, North American Vasa, the Vasa Ski Club, they're very neutral on this whole entire thing. They want to see a separate trail. We want to see a separate trail. I mean, we're all kind of in alignment.
So why worry about being able to use the Vasa in the interim? This looks like it could be a heated dispute.
We're going to be experiencing the same type of impact on riding conditions for a fat bike only trail. So when the conditions are good for fat biking on a fat bike only trail, they're typically going to be good for fat biking across the ski trail. So if our users are good about adhering to those types of guidelines, they're going to be out on the same types of days. And being able to navigate the different parts of the forest, or there might be places where you pick up the Vasa trail for, you know, a half mile or so to get to another connector on the fat bike only trail. There's different ways that it's either going to be crossing or intermingling at certain points. There's just a lot of trail out there, and when you got to get from point A to point B and make a usable loop out of it, you just have to use whatever options you have and what you can do with the topography that you're bound by.
Okay, well, Glenn, thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Glenn Rosinski is a past president of the Northern Michigan Mountain Bike Association. This is Interlochen Public Radio.